Well, to start, firstly, I'd just like to say that I'm sorry that it hasn't worked out for you. It must be an awful predicament to find yourself in your situation where you've relocated to Hong Kong in the expectation that you're going to be working for a decent employer, and unfortunately the Immigration Department haven't come to the party for you. But dealing with the questions in order, effectively, question number one really boils down to the nature of your relationship with that prospective employer. This is more a question of employment law, not immigration law. And whilst I'm not a qualified employment lawyer, I have taken some examinations on this subject in the past, and I can tell you in general terms that effectively, if you are unable to fulfil the condition precedent of your employment, which is to secure the permission of the Director of Immigration to take up that employment, then no employment contract has actually been successfully entered into, so there is no legal relationship between you and your employer. Therefore, beyond the general good grace and professionalism of an HR team, effectively what happens is that if the employment visa application is denied, that's the end of it. If they make the determination that they don't want to proceed to a formal reconsideration of the application, that means that they've concluded that in all cases, it should say in your instance, that they've decided that there's no point in progressing with the employment. So they're not prepared to resource it any further. So that really is the answer to question one. Which really dovetails into the question number two, in terms of, you know, is it common for employers to go on to make application for reconsideration if there's been an initial refusal? Again, it just depends on the situation in hand, and if the employer is determining that the skill set of the employee is so vital that they're prepared to take the visa scenario through to the next level, in this case appeal. So, because that hasn't happened to you, I think it's a reflection of what what your prospective employer feels about the value that you're going to add to the organisation. They've decided to move on. So, that's not good news for you, I'm afraid. And as far as the last question, you know, what the cost of actually getting the working visa for them might be just depends on who's doing the work. If they're handling it in-house, then they've got their own internal costs associated with the work that's been done in trying to secure your visa. If it's been outsourced into the marketplace to people like my firm or others similar to my firm, you will find that the employer will pay whatever that particular consultant has agreed should be their fee, and they will agree to pay it or move on to somebody else. So insofar as that, the total cost of the visa scenario goes, it really just depends on what sort of instructions have been given surrounding the application and to whom. Okay, so once again, sorry it hasn't worked out for you, but I hope you found my answers useful, if nothing else.